Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 29th of May 1961. The mind at dying. Dying is no in-breathing comes in after the out-breathing goes out and then it is death. The Buddha said that all living beings without seeing the next rebirths at the dying moment would never die. They are seeing it with the five dying mind moments. Death consciousness arises, Katachita, after these minds come. This mind is the last mind of this life. After that comes the rebirth consciousness. The five dying mind must be any one of the wholesome or unwholesome dharmas. These are arising continuously and passing away one by one for five times. What are these five minds are seeing? For example, for the unwholesome mind, it sees the lying and cheating of others, or remembering them, seeing the unwholesome karma ones had done before. For the wholesome mind, it is by seeing having made offering things to the monks. For the practicing yogi, he sees the impermanence of phenomena, whereas for a stream enter, sotapanna, the impermanence of phenomena reappears. Therefore beings are seeing what they are used to do it. This point is very important to everyone in his daily life or whole life. We should develop wholesome mind and kamma all the times and these become a habit. So everyone seeing his or her actions has done before and dies. Some see huge black dogs, hell cauldrons, woks. They become frightened and tears flow down from their eyes. We had lived our lives in wrong ways and arrived to the wrong places. They know these by themselves. The Buddha had spoken about these things. Some see celestial nymphs, celestial mansions and chariots of the heaven. A person who sees forest, hills and steep cliff will be born as a ghost. Family member and others are surrounding and talk to him, but he doesn't hear it. Some are crying out with fright. Family members are near, but they can't help him. After the five mind moments and will die. There is no time to make correction. Therefore we have to make preparations earlier before death. In 100,000 incidents with these kinds of situations, only one case could be made the correction. Don't know where Sayadaw got this information. It seems to be from the Sutta and a story from Sri Lanka. An old novice was helped by his son who was a monk. In these kinds of situations, it's very difficult to help the dying person. It was very few indeed. Someone who sees the womb of an animal will be born as animal. Some fell into hell directly, even did not have the chances of questioning by King Yama because their kammas were very heavy, such as the five heavy kammas. King Yama was like a judge in hell. A good-hearted being that helped the hell beings to remember some of their goodness by questioning them. How to correct it? The Buddha warned us, practice vipassana. Don't be headless. Someone, with the knowledge of impermanence, sees it as anicca khanda and dies. After death, he instantly arrives to the good destination, sugati, or he can enter the stream before death, according to the Anguttara Nikaya. The Buddha lived for 45 years, as an enlightened Buddha, and warned the bhikkhus for 1792 times of the above warnings, practice vipassana. Don't be heedless. Everyone without the practice of vipassana, the teachings of the Buddha is extinct for him. Therefore we should often practice vipassana and it becomes a habitual kamma by without stopping it. Sayadaw continued the Mahanamar's story to give the example of the benefit of the practice. This task is no need to spend money. Only to sit down and observing the impermanence of the khanda. It is not a burden at all, human beings are sometimes very stupid. They can spend a lot of money and times doing foolish things, even giving up their lives for this stupidity. If you are afraid of dying and death, that only get the knowledge of sense of urgency, samvega. If you do the practice will free from dukkha. By knowing these things clearly, and the desire for the practice will arise. You already have the perfections, parami, for yourselves. Because you meet the Buddha's teachings, encounter a teacher who can teach the Sakka Dharma, teachings on truth, and possess the ears for listening them. The last point may seem insignificant. Most people taking interest and pleasure to listen gossips and frivolous talks on sensual pleasure. Just examine the nowadays media. Sayadaw continued on the contemplation of feelings Vedana. Every itching, pain and aching etc. arise, and with the contemplation will see their arising and passing away. From the three feelings, pleasant, unpleasant and neutral, one of them will always arise. With mindfulness, persistent effort and observe with wisdom, panna. Whatever arising in the kanda everything is impermanent. By showing their impermanence, we just following with, that's right, that's right. This is right seeing and even before death getting the path factors, magunga. Nibbana is covering up by conditioned phenomena. It is covering up with permanence. King Milinda asked Ven. Nagasena, does Nibbana always exist or not? Nibbana is not connecting with everyone. Only the practicing yogi can see it. Today talk has three points. I talk about the good and unpleasant deaths. Nibbana is covering up by conditioned phenomena. In referring with the feeling, all three types of feeling are covering up Nibbana. In referring to the mind, all minds are covering up Nibbana. Therefore I urge you all for the practice. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 17th, 18th, 20th and the 21st of June 1961. Perversions. T1. We have to correct our mistakes on the kanda with our own knowledge. There are 12 inversions, vipalasa. All living beings in daily life are reflecting on the 5 kandas with the 12 mistakes. These are, perceive things as permanence, happiness, self and beautiful. Knowing things as permanence, happy, self and beautiful. Viewing things as permanence, happy, self and beautiful. Therefore these are 12 inversions always surrounding the 5 kandas. We were in many lives in such situations. It has been like surrounded by walls. The inner part is the kandas and 31 realms are the outer walls. According to the truth these are dukkha and samadaya, the cause. Fuels and fire are together. So beings are becoming fire ghosts. In the awakened times, people are always burning with the kalesa fire. In the sleeping times they are always burning with the fire of aging. It was like burning all the times with fire in the security prison. It was surrounded by the 12 walls of ignorance. If we don't know our worst situations we'll never find the way out. These mistakes come from the kanda. By clearing away the kanda and it will disappear. T2. To understand the inversions are very important. Don't think that these dharmas are only relates to the living kanda. It also has connection to lifeless objects. Human beings are born inside the inversions. They are happy and joyful with aging, sickness and death. The matter of knowing these dharma is not an ordinary thing. The Buddha himself had to know them for the correction of living beings. He had to fulfill the paramis, perfections, for the 4 incalculable eons, asankhya kappa, and 100,000 eons, kappa. To expand the 5 kandas it becomes the 4 satipatthana and by condensing, it becomes only impermanence, i.e., rise and fall. In the 31 realms of existence, there are only sankhara and anicca. The 12 inversions have to be destroyed with their own path knowledge accordingly. By seeing impermanent wrong perceptions and views are gone. Therefore should not take the kanda as a reliable thing. With impermanence the inversion of view falls away. After discerning of impermanence and dhyaya even without seeing the ending of it will become a sotapanna after death. Why does that happen? Because by discerning impermanence has no wrong view. You might ask why he becomes sotapanna quickly arising in the heaven. It's because a heavenly being doesn't have mucus and dirty matters in the body which can cover up the knowledge, nana. You know how dirty and foul human bodies are. Heavenly devatas never come down to earth for this reason. They can't bear this smell. Nana becomes clear and has the power of penetration. Heavenly beings can see far distances with their eyes are also this point. The importance of impermanence is more than that. After becomes a sotapanna. Of the 12 walls of inversions, 8 of them are broken down and destroyed. The 8 inversions sotapanna eradicated are 1. The views of permanence, happiness, beauty and self. 2. The perceptions of permanence and self. 3. The knowing knowledge of permanence and self. If reborn again as a human being, never become a leper, blind and deaf, etc. Physical disability. Never be born in a family with wrong views and in a place where the teachings of the Buddha is out of reach. Become only as higher class human being and heavenly being. For the higher path knowledge, also start again from impermanence. T3. The majority of people blame the problems on karmas, either good or bad. In reality, the inversion of Dharma's control over karmas. Therefore, crazy karmas are under the control of a crazy dictator. So, nothing is good. Due to wrong views, right-pointing arrow become attachment to views, right-pointing arrow create karmas under the control of wrong views. Without wrong views fall away, every karma creates is crazy karma. Because of wrong views, karmas become unstable karmas. Therefore, beings create karmas out of desire. So, beings are falling down randomly, in the round of existence. Don't be afraid of karmas. You have to fear of Ditthi and Tanha. After destroy, Ditthi has a stable rebirth. Never fall into the planes of misery. Can't interfere by negative karma. By examining the different types of characters of living beings can know crazy karma or not. For example, Queen Malika fell into hell for short period was the cause of crazy karma. For worldlings, all their karmas are crazy karmas. Not knowing the truth, people become crazy. For good karma, first have to cure our craziness. How can it be good karma? Because the 12 lunatics are controlling over karma. By seeing the kanda rightly, craziness will be cured. Condense the 5 khandhas become 3 universal characteristics, anicca, dukkha and anatta. Condense it again, anicca vata sankhara, all conditioned phenomena are truly impermanence. Know the truth of dukkha by seeing impermanence. The khandha always has this only. Know it by yourself, sandhataka. Know the truth more and more by continuous practicing. At the time, you can make a firm decision as it's real dukkha and then craziness will gone. We take karma as father and mother before. I.e., rely on them as a small child relies on his parents. MOT Buddhists rely on good karmas. But Sayadaw usually said it was wrong. We should rely on knowledge. Nana father and Nana mother instead of Kam father and Kam mother. Here Kam is the Burmese word for karma. T4. It will send you to Nibbana if you know how to use the khandha. Without it, the distorted dharmas arise and send you to old age, sickness and death. Sayadaw explained on this point, gave the simile used by Ven. Nagasena, the simile of a boat. The boat was the 5 khandhas. Boatman was the practicing yogi. The other shore was Nibbana. The khandha was like the boat. Without it and the vipassana knowledge, you couldn't reach toward Nibbana. If you know how to look at the khandha, it will send you to Nibbana. Don't know how to look at it will send you to old age, sickness and death. You have to look at it like a boatman. He always look after the boat with mindfulness. Have to observe the khandha continuously. Don't let oneself becomes overtired. Overtired is an extreme, atta kilamatha. Feelings are arising and disappearing. This is their nature. The reason we don't realize Nibbana is our knowledge not reaching into the nature of khandha. Also, inversions grow out and our knowledge can't penetrate them. The task of the yogi is looking for a quiet place and not losing the track of the knowledge. The Buddha asked to look for bodily seclusion, kaya-viveka. With it and then becomes mind seclusion, citta-viveka. And then the mind becomes in calmness. With this, the cessation of the khanda, upadhi-viveka comes. To make his simile clear, Ven. Nagasena used Ven. Sariputta's verses of instruction on practice, i.e., kaya-mimamsa. It wants to get rid of inversions for today's talk, so that showing you the practice. Listening to talk is changing to Aryan eyes, noble eyes, so that you know how to look at it with the Aryan's disciple eyes and knowing the truth. You thought as this khanda was nice to have it before. Now you know it as the real dukkha. Note on Samvega, Ajahn Thanissaro wrote on this Pali word in his essay, affirming the truths of the heart. Samvega was what the young prince Siddhartha felt on his first exposure to aging, illness, and death. It's a hard word to translate because it covers such a complex range, at least three clusters of feelings at once. The oppressive sense of shock, dismay, and alienation that come with realizing the futility and meaninglessness of life as it's normally lived. A chastening sense of our own complacency and foolishness in having let ourselves live so blindly, and an anxious sense of urgency in trying to find a way out of the meaningless cycle. The Pali word Samvega became a Burmese word like anicca, dukkha and anatta, but usually used as Samvega Nayan. Nayan is for the Pali word of Nana. So it is a kind of knowledge which is very important for Buddhists to develop. This needs study or listening of Dharma and frequent contemplation. For some people whose sense of Samvega is so strong that they want to abandon any worldly matters and even give up their lives for the path to the end of Dukkha. People will live a meaningful life for themselves and others if they have the sense of Samvega. So the Buddhist attitude toward life cultivates Samvega, a clear acceptance of the meaninglessness of the cycle of birth, aging, and death, and develops it into pasada, a confident path to the deathless. Closing square bracket. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 22nd of June 1961. The nature of vipassana. I urge you to try hard in vipassana practice. Why? You should do it if you have compassion to yourself. Tigers used to get their prey by hiding themselves. It can succeed only by hiding and catching. The tiger can't catch the prey by chasing it. The nature of the khanda is changing. You can't see it normally. Only by watching and observing you'll see it. For example, you don't know that a mosquito is biting at you if you are talking. You know it only after the bite and it becomes itching. It's because the mind is floating around somewhere. If you contemplate on feeling just on feeling, and on mind just on mind by watching and catching of them. They're arising by the contact of sense objects and sense doors. The arising phenomenon is the object of vipassana contemplation. You have to aim at them with sati, samadhi and panna. Khanda will tell its nature. Arising and disappearing, anicca and magga, impermanence and knowing accordingly. You didn't know before because of not watching and observing them. After some time you don't need to watch. Because the khanda is showing its nature again and again, at that time let go of the watching and observing only at the mature stage. Feeling arises and by watching and catching it, not becomes vedana pakaya tana, feeling conditions craving. Instead it becomes vedana nirodha, with the cessation of feeling, and tana nirodho, craving also ceases. Here tana ceases by not arising at all. In the mind only path factors exist, magga. By seeing impermanence, you do not find the feeling and craving. But only find out the feeling disappears and the path factors arise. With the substitution of the path factors and craving can't arise. Therefore vipassana contemplating yogi truly becomes vedana nirodha, tana nirodho, with the cessation of feeling and craving also ceases. In the practice if you are still seeing feeling is not right yet. These words are very important. feeling arises and ceases, but craving ceases by not arising. These are the cessation of the arising and the cessation of non-arising, upada nirodho and anupada nirodho. The main thing in vipassana is to know impermanence, anicca. Which one vanishing is not the main point, e.g., vedana or mind, etc. Closing parenthesis dot. Knowing about death is the main one. If you practice without any doubt, then if you practice in the morning, you will realize the Dharma in the evening. If you practice in the evening, you will realize the Dharma in the morning. It's very quick if you get the Yathabhuta Nana, the knowledge of things as it really are, i.e., anicca. Looking for it in contemplation is thinking vitaka, like a tiger is chasing its prey. Knowledge and thinking are not the same. Following with chasing is vitaka. By knowing that it's not there is right view. It's knowing nirodha, temporary cessation, so sometimes using as tadinga nibbana. By seeing the feeling arises and then you are alive with the feeling, at that moment. By seeing as it's not there and then you are alive with magga, at that moment with the path factors. These are quite different. Vedana nirodha, tana nirodho, feeling ceases, so do craving ceases. Therefore tana can't arise. It will connect to tana if the future causes are not dying away, and then it will get a new kanda. It's a great fault because it's dukkha, taught by the Buddha in the Majjhima Nikaya. By seeing impermanence, there is no solid and stable happiness. Perversions fall away is freedom. Sayadaw continued to Chanavada Sutta, MN.144 Chanavada Suttam, recounting the story of Ven. Channa who killed himself. Ven. Sariputta asked to Channa on his experience of the practice. He answered that seeing the cessation of feelings and didn't have tana, mana and ditthi, claimed as an arahant. This was one of the evidence that seeing nirodha is on the right track. Therefore vipassana contemplation is watching and observing of the cessation of phenomena. I want to tell you to see the cessation of all the sankhara dharmas. In a Dharmapada verse the Buddha taught to the 1500 monks, sabbe sankhara anakati, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent. Here, he didn't make any division on the kanda. Tana has to cease without arising. If after arising and ceasing, then becomes kamma. Continue to talk vipassana on unpleasant and neutral feelings, in the Cha Chaka Sutta, Majjhima Nikaya, MN.148 Chachaka Suttam, the Buddha said that after the feeling without the cessation of lobha, dosa and moha, dukkha would never end. This was another evidence. Seeing the arising and ceasing moment to moment is seeing one's own death. It is Yathabhuta Nana. After a long time and become disenchantment with it. It is Nibbida Nana. Later making one's own decision about it as the truth of dukkha and nothing is desirable. The kanda vanishes with the contemplation of impermanence. Nana turns towards the state which is without arising and ceasing. This is seeing Nibbana. During alive the kanda still exists, this seeing Nibbana came from the Ven. Nagasena's answer to King Milinda. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 22nd of June 1961. The Right Association. Living in the society by selling and buying and sometimes greed, lobha, and hatred, dosa, arise. These are unwholesome minds and it can make us worry. And also we are afraid of becoming unwholesome with them. I will help you to distinguish between them, which one leading to painful existence and the one not leading to it. I will explain it according to the Buddha's teaching. Not every unwholesome dharma is leading to painful rebirth. Every Buddhist is afraid of it. There are greed falling into the plains of misery and some are not. Do not take it as every wholesome dharma is good. Some wholesome dharmas are leading to dukkha and some free from dukkha. There are wholesome dharmas reaching to nibbana and not arriving there. Normally people are not easy to distinguish them. Therefore carefully take note of it. Not knowing the way, we do not afraid of it. Do not be with the wrong association. I am not talking about association with people but on the association with wholesome and unwholesome dharmas. Firstly, association with faith, sadha, here means not the faith of generosity, but in the attributes of the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha. Have to believe in the all-knowing power knowledge, omniscience, of the Buddha, Sabbanuttanana. Have to believe in the teaching of the Buddha which can give the three kinds of happiness. Sayadaw did not mention it specifically. These are the matters of sadha. If you have unshakable faith in the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha will not fall into the plains of misery. But still have lobha which can't send you there. Secondly, associate with wisdom, panna. Therefore make companions with sadha and panna. Believe in what the Buddha had said that in the khanda only anicca existed. Sadha can't see it unless after one's observing with panna. In this way, one will be free from the plains of misery and all dukkha. You have to know your own D.A. process. For example, the greedy mind arises, you must observe with sati and panna, mindfulness and wisdom. It can't send you to the plains of misery. Instead it will send you to nibbana by seeing the impermanence of the greedy mind. The enemy becomes friend. These were according to the Sutta Nipata. I am warning you of don't let greed on its own way, i.e., should contemplate its impermanence. Treat it in this way if dosa arises. That is association with panna. It becomes a problem if you are in association with clinging and action, upadana and kamma. Associate with knowledge and wisdom, nana, panna. This is not a strange dharma. It was also coming from the contemplation of mind in the Satipatthana Sutta. Such as greedy mind, angry mind, etc. Arise and know them. If you have faith will know the arising. With the association of panna and know the vanishing. Without destroy it with the path knowledge the unwholesome mind will arise by conditioning. Wrong view and greed are always together. By contemplating the impermanence of the arising greedy mind and wrong view can't send to the plains of misery. Greedy mind also can't send you to the plains of ghost. Whatever kinds of unwholesome mind arise and associate panna, no need to fear it. It becomes insight right view, vipassana samma ditthi. In the beginning of the practice sadha is an ordinary one. It becomes the faculty of faith, sadha indriya, after it's mature. Then after more mature, it becomes the strength of faith, sadha bala. Finally, after the most mature stage, it becomes the unshakable faith, sadha magan. It will develop in stages with a lot of contemplation. Ordinary faith starts seeing impermanence. With the faculty of faith, the enemy of defilement can't close too much. With the strength of faith can't close in. With sadha magan, kalesa is destroyed. During the practice if you don't see nibbana means, it need more contemplation. It's not mature yet. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 23rd of June 1961. Did the Buddha help everyone? There are two right views, inside knowledge and the path knowledge, the view of seeing impermanence but not nibbana, and seeing nibbana and not impermanence. It's not seeing feeling, mind etc. After with a lot of contemplation, instead only seeing impermanent of conditioned dukkha, sankhara dukkha. This view only existed in the teachings of the Buddha. These are conditioned arising by others, so it is sankhara. Khanda is the truth of dukkha. So, it is the truth of conditioned dukkha. If you see sankhara dukkha the debts of all the round of existence and this life done by foolishness will be freed. This is called the forerunner knowledge. For example, wanting to eat something arises in the mind. It arises by the objects of food and sankhara. The mind is the aggregate of consciousness, vinanakanda, and dukkha-sakha, truth of dukkha. Combine together and become sankhata dukkha-sakha, The truth of conditioned dukkha. If you die with this view is not going to the planes of misery. After reaching to the blissful plane, i.e., heaven, path knowledge arises. This view is Sakkanalomika Nana forerunner view of the path knowledge. Do not take it as an insignificant view. This view cut off the round of existence, and the view of the inside knowledge. The view is cutting of the D.A. process. These are the different names given to it, but all are the same. In the suttas, the Buddha went to help some beings for enlightenment who had this view before in their past lives. Even how much difficulties it were, and he went to help them. There are some misconceptions and ideas on the Buddha, Arahant disciples and the teachings. Even the Buddha became like a god and making people confuse about some of his teachings. Sometime the Buddha teaching becomes for thought games instead of put into practice to end dukkha. This view was what the Buddha would help people. You will be free from the existence if you yourself have this experience. For this, Sayadaw recounted the story of Kalapanthaka as an example. The Buddha would not go to someone if he did not have this knowledge. He could not penetrate the Dharma even he met the Buddha. Some among you have this view already. People who do not have it yet should work hard, and do not give it up. If you do not have this view, please do not die yet. Therefore, to see Sankhara Dukkha is very important. Some people make vows and prayers to meet the future Buddha Maitreya. You actually cannot be free from Dukkha even meeting him if you do not have this view beforehand. In some of the Pali Nikaya, there were many persons who were closed to him or met him did not have any realization, e.g., King Pasenadi Kosala and Queen Malika, Sakaka the debater, etc. Instead of discerning few of them, a lot is better, i.e., Anaka. You have to follow it to the end. You will see the Asankhata Sukha if you called it impermanence or Sankhara Dukkha or whatever. Nibbana is near if you see Sankhara Dukkha. If you see a lot of Sankhara Dukkha, then hitting your both arms with joy, a Burmese expression of the sense of joy. You'll become a Sotapanna in this life. In the past, these dharmas were not taught to people, and it's as very far away from us to talk about Nibbana. E.g., in Ven. Nanavira Thera's Clearing the Path, he was mentioned that in Sri Lanka, i.e. around 1960, most people even thought that Sotapanna couldn't exist. It's very far away for them because they don't know how to go there. The leaders are saying it as far away, and the followers become lazy about that. Practice yourself and find it out. Your knowledge will tell you as it's near. Maybe you'll say, my knowledge is weak. Don't you know it's itchy or painful? Think about it. After itching and painful, it's vanishing. Happy or sad, even children know about it. But the bad thing is not following with knowledge. Happy exists or not exists, have to follow from behind it. You will find the sankhara of happy ends up with dukkha. It's not difficult. Sayadaw continued his talk by quoting a Pali verse from a commentary explained the process of vipassana to nibbana. There is nothing to be in low spirit. I am only in worry that you don't practice. At the ending of sankhara dukkha and magga samma ditthi arises, right view of the path. This saying is in theory. With experience at the end of impermanence, nibbana arises. Before that, without the help of a teacher, is impossible. Later, the Dharma will lead itself onwards. Explained on nibbana, disappearance of khanda means it's free from the existence of the khanda, khanda vata. I am now free from the dukkha of painful rebirths. With this feeling, the mind becomes cool and peaceful. The whole process is coming first the forerunner of right view, seeing impermanence, and at last followed by nibbana right view, seeing nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 25th of June 1961. What is the most important thing in life? To know the truth is the most important thing. The Buddha didn't say the truth of giving, dana sakka, the truth of virtue, sila sakka, and the Truth of Serenity, Samatha Sacca. For insight practice, Vipassana, he used it as truth. You don't know Nibbana and not seeing Nibbana if you don't know the truth. Truth is connecting with the Kanda. Therefore Nibbana is connecting with the Kanda. Kanda is truth of Dukkha. So, Nibbana is also connecting with Dukkha, from the Kathavuttu. After you find the Kanda and you will find Nibbana. Knowing the truth is more important than worshipping the Buddha. This was the reason why the Buddha dispelled Ven. Vakalia Way, out of concerning for his knowing the truth, R. I. 140f. The Buddha compared the benefit of knowing the truth to the fault of not knowing it. He gave a simile of a lake with the length, width and depth of one yojana, 13 miles, each, its compared filling with full of water to the 7 droplets of water. Here in this simile, the suffering created for oneself due to not knowing the truth is similar to the volume of water in the whole lake. On the other hand, the suffering which is still left for the Sotapanna is only like the 7 droplets of water. Sayadaw continued to talk about the state of the mind of people in daily life according to the D.A. process. And then he compared it with people doing goodness. The numbers of goodness are incomparable to the numbers of unwholesome mental states. So not knowing the truth is quite terrible. Of the 5 khandhas, knowing any one of them very well is knowing the truth. The way you all are knowing it is, for example, the body is itchy. You know it with displeasure, domanasa, such as why so itchy. In the khanda all the arising dharmas are the process of dukkha sakka and continuously happen. The Buddha was only pointing to it. They are happening all the times in the khanda. Dukkha sakka are arising and we do not know it. There are numerous of truths in the khanda. Not following with the knowledge that it becomes worthless. The dukkha we know before are bitten by dog, hungry for food etc. These are unpleasant mind, dosa, displeasure mind, domanasa. These are not knowledge mind. You know the foulness, asubha, of a dead body. The asubha have to spend money on it, funeral. But you do not know the born and die asubha in the khanda, impermanent asubha. These are asubha and also dukkha. It becomes dukkha nirodho hoti, the cessation of dukkha if craving, clinging and action are not following behind. This is knowing impermanent dukkha. Whatever arising in the khanda and knowing it as dukkha sakka, it becomes contemplation on Dharma, Dhammanupassana. The thing to save you all is the knowledge of knowing the truth. The knowledge of knowing the truth of impermanent dukkha protecting you from the present action, kamma, arising. So, future khanda cannot arise. Not getting the future khanda, the kammas we had done a lot in our past lives cannot follow anymore. Only you have the khanda they can follow you. Therefore the Buddha gave the example of a lake. The water in the lake dries up is like the past khandhas. Also not filling the lake with water again and it dries up. This like not create khamma in the present. Therefore if you want to end dukkha have to work for knowing the truth. Knowing the truth becomes knowledge, vijja. People are worrying about the past unwholesome khammas, and also the unwholesome khammas of present life. They can give the results to us at any time. If you don't want to be like this have to be worked very hard to know the truth.